There's a nearly 100-year-old building on Fond du Lac and North in Milwaukee. It was originally a Sears store that used to bustle with shoppers. A few decades ago, the retailer left, and the new owner converted the building into a mall, the Milwaukee Mall. WUWM's Mayan Silver found local entrepreneurs inside running businesses and without a lot of support. But things could change in this building that has had its ups and downs as city leaders eye the mall as a place to grow jobs.
If you look at the stately cream brick building from the outside, you may not know that the Milwaukee Mall is open for business. One of the only signals is a bright yellow sign hanging below a boarded up second floor window reading Milwaukee Mall. The once inviting display windows on the street level are blocked off and shuttered with metal gates.
You know, you can't have something as vast as this mall sit here for another 30 years housing just interior storefronts that nobody can see.
That's Tony Gibson, chairman of the Johnson's Park Neighborhood Association. He agreed to meet me at the mall and offer his take on this neighborhood spot that he hadn't been to in 25 years.
When we came in, there was one of the businesses that sold winter coats and things. You know, I happened to be at Bayshore yesterday. I was looking for a coat for my grandson. You know, I had no idea that they sold, you know, clothing and those type of wares in here.
The person selling the coats is Michael Hodges, nicknamed Skrill. His shop is right by the entrance, and he's hung his brightly colored clothes so that they cascade down the walls. Skrill calls his brand of shirts, hoodies, and hats Happy Hustlin'.
For the people that's in like the urban community, we tend to think that hustle has something to do with drugs and things of that nature, but I figured out that we hustle, and no matter what we're doing in any circumstances.
Calling Skrill resourceful is an understatement. When he decided to start his business, he logged onto YouTube to learn how to iron logos onto prints. And he explored Facebook to find a heat press and a guy to design his logos. Then Skrill put his outgoing nature to work.
I know a lot of people in the city, so I just started asking people to wear my shirts. I really got known off taking a lot of pictures with supporters.
Yet his goal is to do more than sell clothes.
In any form of fashion that the community can come together and figure out how we can lift this mall back up, because that's what I'm trying to do. Give the people a convenient place to shop at for a low price so we can reduce some of this crime, letting people know you don't have to go and rob and kill, steal for this stuff.
Skrill has already lifted up a few fellow entrepreneurs. Pamela Campbell worked with him until she started her own shirt pressing business nearby. Campbell says that the small shop owners inside know they're in it together.
A lot of black-owned businesses, they don't thrive like a lot of other nationality businesses do. So we try to form an alliance to work with each other and help each other.
In a stall near Campbell's shirt shop, Chris Jones runs a key-cutting business. He started it after the Ace Hardware store where he had worked for 10 years closed.
I cut keys for one single dollar. People don't have a lot of money yet right now, you know, so, you know, I give them something that they can afford.
Jones says he also remains committed to making the mall work.
Just like it had its ups and downs, but we, you know, we hanging in there for the long run. We here, you know, we promoting it, trying to get it back where it was at.
My hat comes off to them. It takes a lot to run your own business. A lot of personal investment of your finances.
That's Tony Gibson again from the Neighborhood Association. While he appreciates the entrepreneurial spirit, Gibson says there are better ways for growing businesses than relying on social media and word of mouth. And he says that the government could do more in terms of providing training and loans and perhaps changing a few rules.
We had one business owner that I was speaking to that said that because he's a convicted felon, he's not eligible for any type of subsidies, grants, small business. And see, that's got to stop, okay? Because if somebody served their time, they come out, they're not, you know, actively engaged in criminal activity, they need to have a chance to make it in the world.
The city of Milwaukee has tagged the mall for development, according to Alderman Russell Stamper. He says that the city is well aware that the mall could bring jobs to a struggling neighborhood and aims to have a planning team in place by spring. Stamper envisions the historic building eventually housing cafe shops, a restaurant, condos, possibly MATC. And he says that he wants the renovations to mean good things for the entrepreneurs already located in the mall.
We want them involved. They have a business there. They're keeping it afloat, so they are very important to the development of that area.
As these plans unfold, shirt presser Pamela Campbell says that being her own boss, while a lot of work, has been worth it.
I've been able to take care of my bills here and my bills at home. So when I go home and lay down at night, I feel good about my days.
Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM.